Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network. Based in Austin, Texas, Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through September 11th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcasts. At the very top of the podcast website is the link to the podcast calendar. We'll start this week's podcast by highlighting opportunities for civic involvement. The City of Austin has scheduled a series of workshops in six focus areas that have been identified for the development of resilience hubs. Resilience hubs are trusted spaces that meet community needs before, during, and after extreme weather events and build community resilience day to day. Your input will help identify places that can support resilience hubs and ensure that these spaces are designed and programmed to meet community needs. On Thursday, there will be a workshop at the Turner Roberts Recreation Center in Colony Park to discuss a resilience hub for that community. Regarding the upcoming Austin City Council elections, there will be a candidate forum for District 1 candidates on Thursday, September 8th at the Asian American Resource Center. An event that is civic in nature but also relates to education is hosted by State Representative Vicki Goodwin, which is a town hall meeting on the topic of education. Featured speakers include State Representative Donna Howard, Christy Rome of the Texas School Coalition, and Heather Sheffield, who is an education advocate. In terms of health and wellness, the Austin Public Library and Health Start host an event called Snack Science on September 6th and 13th, a series of interactive health education workshops teaching children how to take care of their bodies, minds, and communities. On Saturday, September 10th, there will be two community fairs that you may be interested in knowing about. First is the St. John's Community Resource Fair being held at the Virginia Brown Rec Center. And second is a health fair being organized just up the road from there at Walnut Creek Elementary. The St. John's Community Fair is a fun event that also provides an opportunity for community members to give input on the redevelopment of the old Home Depot site. And the health fair is just that, a health fair where you can find live music and entertainment, community resources, health screenings, immunizations for kids and adults, and more. With regard to basic needs, I'll highlight an event on Friday, September 9th, hosted by United Way for Greater Austin called the Model Community Forum. This approach of model community aspires to engage people in a process for working together to build trust and transform systems to improve equity and health in Central Texas. Join the conversation, learn about the project, and participate in defining next steps as collaborators seek to grow an inclusive, person and family-centered, cross-sector, community-driven effort that delivers results for people, families, and our community. On the diversity, equity, and inclusion front, there are two opportunities to participate in author talks with Dr. Peniel Joseph, who will be speaking about his book, The Third Reconstruction, at Book People on Tuesday and at Larkin Owl Booksellers in Georgetown on Friday. On Thursday, there are a couple of equity-related activities. First is the workshop entitled Six Ways to Protect Black Girls, an opportunity to learn what adultification bias is and how to change the narratives dictating how our children are viewed and treated. Also on Thursday is an event organized by Austin Up in their Age My Way series. The topic this month is Home Sweet Home. Should I stay or should I go? Something tells me that they won't be playing that hit song by The Clash. But you never know. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There are career training orientations for healthcare that take place on Mondays, career training orientations for information technology that take place on Wednesdays, and career training orientation for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades that take place on Fridays. Also, the Goodwill Launchpad Club meets every Friday at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking to help kick off their job search. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center. Also, Free to Friday ATX hosts an artisan market on Friday, September 9th at Blue Norther and on Saturday, September 10th at Republic Square. Free to Friday ATX is a network of artisans who work to create monthly, intentionally intersectional marketplaces and cultural spaces that support and promote diverse communities in selling their handmade and carefully curated wares while celebrating diversity. Now for our fun and free features for this week, I'll highlight a couple of happenings. First, the Keep Austin Weird Art Fest takes place on Saturday, September 10th at SoCo Modern Art Gallery, featuring local artists that keep us weird and transplant artists who make us weirder. A second fun and free feature is the celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Puerto Rican Cultural Center called Bombazo Social. They invite you to come dance, play, and sing bomba, a traditional Puerto Rican musical style. This bombazo will celebrate 25 years of bringing Puerto Rican culture and traditions to Texas. I'll end the podcast by noting that it is Labor Day weekend, and Monday is Labor Day. There are a couple of activities listed on the podcast calendar for Labor Day, a concert in Round Rock, and a free day of yoga at Waterloo Park. Of course, I must give a personal shout out to all the hardworking people in our community who deserve to be celebrated, who deserve a short respite from work. Without the workers, the economy grinds to a halt, which we should keep in mind when considering how the values that we choose to embrace. Let's keep all workers front of mind as we grapple with affordability issues in our community. And also keep workers in mind when you venture out for your Labor Day activities and encounter those who had to work on Labor Day. Thanks to you all. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Cans Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.